What up, what up, what up? I'm sick of this, Nazi.
I'm sick of this.
Nah, man, we're going to talk about that, man. But before we do, Brad, first of all, brother, what are we talking about today? What you got? Read a quote, everybody. Grab your books, turn the page.
71.
Stand up on your feet and read along with us. Go ahead, B.
Okay, so before I even read this, somebody was commenting on a post that I made, said, go and listen to the bad podcast. And she said, what book are you referencing, folks? You already know. Come on now. Prep, Repeat by Yours Truly. It's on Amazon. I'm selling them out of the backseat of my car, all those things. But this is Prep, Rep, Repeat, Average to Iron. So page 71. As many of us have learned, a lack of discipline opens the door to failure, resulting in yet another broken dream. In those moments of uncertainty, it's imperative that we push ourselves to take decisive action, even when every fiber of our being tells us to remain inactive. There will be days, perhaps long stretches of time, when it feels overwhelmingly difficult to muster the energy or motivation to get on your feet. Do it anyway.
Do it anyway. Let's get it, y'all.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Back in here, another episode of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. And like we said when we first started, man, we're sick of this. Now, man, shout out to Miss Alicia. Messaged me. We had a hot mic at the end of the show of last week. If you don't know what we're talking about, that means you did not listen all the way to the end. Make sure you listen all the way to the end, man. We have these Easter eggs we might be dropping. You just never know, like Marvel. Like, we're going to start putting stuff at the very end of our episodes, like Marvel, man. Like, you know, at the end of credits. But Brad was referring to his internet that those on YouTube, you're very familiar with it, is anytime he freezes up. It's another snowflake has hit the internet line at his house. So shout out to Ms. Phillips for being a faithful listener and reaching out to me with concern. I'm leaving it just so y'all can go and listen to Brad say he's sick of it. But man, one thing we're not sick of, man, is you guys. We appreciate all the support and the love. And like Brad mentioned, people posting about it in the group, telling people about it. And like we also mentioned, pick up that Prep, Rep, Repeat. During the intro, I tried to run and get my copy. It was in the other room, but I didn't get there in time. So I was going to have my copy of the show, but next show I have it right here ready. But I could not be the frog if I didn't praise my own pond and my brother, man. So I wanted to do that as we kick this thing off.
I appreciate you, man. And, you know, just talking about the people posting, I remember it was one of our last meetups. I don't know if it was Raleigh or Charleston, but I had a young woman walk up to me and just thank me, you know, and thank us for doing this podcast. You know, we're putting out free content every day. And she said there was an episode that saved her life, you know, and you know, it's hard to think that we're going that deep with some of these podcasts. But, you know, sometimes you just need to hear it from a different light or different angle or a different voice. And when you hear something and it clicks, man, I'm getting goosebumps over here just thinking about it, because this woman, she was on the verge, you know, of doing something and making an ultimate decision. And she heard the words out of our mouths and said, hey, thank you. Saved my life, you know, and that's not the only time we've heard that, D. So I'm going to kick it off like that and just say I'm extremely grateful for this platform that you and I have created and the opportunities that we get to keep coming back and continuing this journey. So just really thankful and, you know, blessed to be here with you and talk about all the things that we talk about.
Yes, sir.
The one thing that we talked about, though, is, you know, every single day we wake up and you know, that door is either open or closed as far as frustration, discouragement goes, or confidence. You know, it's either it's one way or another. It's like a revolving door. And a lot of times, man, we lean towards that frustration, boy, because it's not easy getting up out of bed. B, it's not easy putting our shoes on. And then C, once you finally do get to the screen or do get to the gym or do get to the treadmill or whatever it is, it's still a lot of decision-making to take that first step, right? It's still a lot of decision-making. And here we are in week 2 of our challenge. Is that correct?
Week two, where we're recording on week two. This is a drop on week three.
Week three. Okay. So week three of our challenge, and it's always for me, it's always around that week two, week three in the meat of it, right? Where the excitement's not there. We lose sight of what's important to us. We lose that vision a little bit. And right now it's imperative not to panic. Are you thinking about the weeks?
Yeah, it's week one. My bad.
I think we're in week because we're in week two. My bad.
Yeah,
we'll
you saw it in my face. Yeah. This is week one. This is come out week two. My
the
bad.
Wheels
my
were
bad.
Turning, man.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, it's imperative that we don't panic in these circumstances, because that's what society tells us is the norm. Panic, don't explore. And I'm here to tell you, go into that exploration mode. Explore ways to find your way around those obstacles and those adversities. Find a way to get your shoes on. Find a way to make things happen.
Yeah, man. And you know what made me remember that this is week one? It's because of my post this morning. You know, this is day two of our challenge. And I said that, you know, if you're reading this message, you're already 10 steps ahead of, you know, most people in America, because everybody shows up that first Monday of the year. But when they wake up sore on that first Tuesday of the year, that's like the day that probably the most Ben Gay gets bought. the most Epsom salt.
No doubt.
Yeah. You know, because they've done something they've never done before. Mm-hmm. And then now they are, you know, they're sore. They're, you know, they're like, they're pretty much almost regretting not knowing the very thing they need to do to get rid of that discomfort is continuing to work out, man. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how we're wonderfully made by the Creator, that the very thing that made you sore will also help you when you get past the soreness. Mm-hmm. You literally, you know, to go a little biological, you know, you create the antacid, you know, that comes in the bone and in the muscles, and that's what you're feeling is those little, it's almost like crystals that are just rubbing against that muscle, and that's why you feel sore. And the very thing that gets rid of it is sending blood to that same area, mm-hmm. and flushing that antacid out. And that's how you lose the soreness, man. So for those that didn't know that, because, you know, sometimes, you know, Brad, we're phys ed guys. You know, we all took that biology, that anatomy, you know.
Don't say those words around me, man.
You know, we're certified trainers. You know, we've taken, you know, different tests. So sometimes you take for granted, you know, think everybody knows everything that you know. Mm-hmm. And not to get off on a tangent, but even when I do premium workouts, that's why I name muscle groups and talk about what we're working and how, you know, different, because I can't make the assumption that you know this. And people tell you, they're like, you know, I had no idea, you know, that this was a muscle or I could do this or do that. Mm-hmm. But I said all that to say, you know, don't quit. This is week two for you, or when you listen to this, this is week two. Don't quit. Don't stop. The very thing you need to do is to keep going. And that actually adds to the momentum. You know, Jeff talks about, you know, pushing the car. You know, pushing the car cold. That thing tough, man, when you first get behind it. See, you know, a lot of these young kids don't know about pushing the car. You know,
I've been there a couple of times.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know about pushing the car, man. But you push a car, when you first start off, it's tough, man. But when you get that thing rolling, you get some momentum, it gets easier and easier. And that same way with your fitness. You know, this first week, this second week, it's gonna be a little tough. Your feet gonna slide a little bit. You're gonna put some effort. You're not gonna see a lot of results, but you gotta keep pushing, man, and then you'll get some momentum. But I get off on that tangent, man. But I just that took me there for sure. Yeah,
no, that's important. But they call it the hair of the dog, Dwayne. They call it the hair of the dog.
Okay.
In other areas of life, other facets of life, you have a late Friday night, Saturday morning, man, hair of the dog. I know
it
all too well, unfortunately. But you're dead on there, D. And you know, for me, you know, I'll do a heavy leg day, which I despise doing anything with my legs because I'm a runner, man. I can't feel extremely sore when I'm going for a 20 mile run or a 15 mile run. So I really despise lower body, but I'm trying to hit the lower body a lot this round. And that's like one of my goals. Cause I'm not officially training for anything currently. In a few weeks I'll be training for Cincinnati, but right now I'm hitting those legs. But when I get to the gym, the first thing I do is put my shoes on. I get on that treadmill. And a lot of times I talk about this often, man. We enter the gym or we enter the fitness center or we turn on the screen and we're not on our A game, right? We're on our B game, C game, D game. And we're so reliant on that A game that when we begin, when we get started, we find ourselves frustrated and oftentimes quitting because we feel as if we have to be always on our A game. Folks, you're going to start on your B game. You're going to start on your C game. You're going to start on your D game. All you have to do is create that initial momentum like you spoke of, Dwayne. And once you can get 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes under your belt on the treadmill or just moving your body, that's going to cure that soreness or that discomfort in those legs or the upper body or whatever. But you have to put in those initial reps. And I always use this analogy, same concept of what you're saying, right? You're rolling a ball up a mountain, right? You're rolling a ball up a mountain. You're rolling it up the mountain. You're rolling it up the mountain. Well, what's going to happen is if you stop rolling the ball up the mountain and you move aside, where's that ball going?
Right back down.
That's our momentum. Is it going to be easy to push it up the hill? No. And as a matter of fact, the further you get up the hill, the steeper it gets, the harder it is to obtain that thing. And I'm always talking about evolution. Your goals are always evolving because at one point, your dream was to do five unmodified pushups. That was our dream, to do five pushups. Well, that's our warm-up now. 10 pushups, right. That's our warm-up now. My dream at one point, I trained for the Buffalo Half Marathon in 2015, and I got on the treadmill. I did 5 minutes, not 5 miles, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. And I looked at the thing, and I was like, is this the clock's broke? Doc, the clock's broke. And I remember getting off the treadmill. I called my brother. I said, there's not a chance in HE double toothpicks that I will be able to get this training in. I won't be able to do it. He said, listen, all right, you got that behind you. Get on the treadmill tomorrow, go for a 5 minute walk, and then start your training. I went for 27 minutes without stopping. I haven't looked back. I've done 7 half marathons. I've done a handful of full marathons. I did an Ironman. I've done a bunch of Tough Mudders. Why? Because I gave myself that second chance. And this is what life's all about, second chances. So take that second chance and run with it, B game or A game or whatever.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. 5 minutes. That's
5 minutes, man. Well, you know, okay. So when I was in my early 20s, Dwayne, I was a lot like you. I was more of a bodybuilding stature. I like to lift heavy weights, all those things. Imagine getting on the treadmill and going for a 5 minute run, you know, and you probably imagine that it ain't coming easy. And now,
I know.
Yeah, I mean, and there's
people. It's just hard to imagine that with Bradley. You know, like, that's the wow factor for me, just like that. Because it goes to show for outsiders. I mean, because I know definitely myself, I feel like this is, you know, they think it comes easy. They think you were born a distance runner. They think you was born an Ironman. They think you came, you know, you came out, you cried a couple of times, and you did an Ironman. That's not the case, you know. And that's a perspective that a lot of people have when they look at you, when they look at me, you know, when you look at the people you follow on Instagram, like even those models and all of that, like, you know, it took work to get there. I saw a video this morning where, you know, a guy was like, you know, Instagram is just the highlights. Like, you don't see the fails. Like, you don't see how many times they didn't do that handstand pushup. You know, you don't see how many times they didn't, you know, run that mile under a certain number, whatever. You just see the highlights. They're only going to show you the best, man. So don't compare where you are in your journey to what you see somewhere else, where you see somebody else at. You know, I think you even said this one time, you're like, don't compare your day one to somebody else day, you know, 101, you know, don't do that. So that'll discourage you, you know, because that's part of this. You know, we talk about motivation, we talk about inspiration, but, you know, it's a mindset thing, man. And if you don't have, if you're discouraged, you're more likely to throw in a towel, you know, and a lot of times discouragement come from unreal expectation. You know, back to your guy, the guy that I quoted about the graveyards. He said that when expectation is unknown, discouragement is inevitable. Mm-hmm. You know, when you don't know when you don't know what to expect or you don't know what it takes, then you automatically going to be discouraged, man, because you you're looking at something that you think is far away, but all you gotta do is continue to try, man. So
yeah,
good stuff.
I have a handful of things. My wheels are turning over here. I'm like biting my lip. First and foremost, I did cry a couple times before I did my Ironman. The training was brutal, so I did cry a couple times before my training or before my Ironman. Second thing that I want to say is, we were all born to be winners. It's ingrained in our DNA. Competitiveness is ingrained in our DNA. And if you don't believe me, try taking your daughter's hairbrush or try taking your son's toothbrush or something that's really important to them. Tell me they'll just say, okay, yeah, sure, Dad, you can take my favorite toy. No, it's in our DNA to fight for what we really want. And it's in our DNA to succeed. I have a story real quick, and then I'll go into that next point. But so the other day, my son and I were playing hockey, and I've been playing hockey for over 30 years. I said, okay, buddy, you try to score on me. And he rips a slapper right by my shoulder. He scores on me. You wouldn't believe the hype, right? But that's ingrained in us to win. That's ingrained into us to have that excitement and that enthusiasm and that hype. And when he did it, and I felt a sense of pride in him, and I was like, maybe I should retire. He's four, you know, but just a sense of pride. But winning is ingrained in us. And then the second thing that I wanted to say has to do with that quote that you read by our graveyard guy. What's his name?
Dr. Miles Monroe.
Miles Monroe. I got to write that. I'm going to type that in right now. You know, I've been really making this a primary focal point the last handful of lives that I've done for class, is going into anything that you do that has value, right? Reading, writing, tough conversations, fitness, wellness, wealth, all those things. You have to go into it with an expectation of, this is not going to be easy. This is going to challenge me every step of the way. And the further I go, the stronger I get. But I have to get to that point. What happens so often is we get right to the cusp of a comeback or right to the cusp of a breakthrough. And what do? We turn around because we think that I have so far to go. Instead of dialing in, taking one more step, one more rep, getting it done. And that's where expectation comes in. If you can have an expectation of, this is going to challenge me, I know it's going to challenge me. And when it does challenge you, you anticipated it. You were prepared for that challenge.
Yeah, man. I love that. And that's super important to understand that, you know, and to know that it's going to take that work, brother, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, man. So we creeping up pretty fast, man. This one went by fast because we were both kind of excited getting into this thing, man. Any other points you want to head towards before we get ready to land the plane?
I do want to do the do you know, and I think it is my turn anyways. And I got a slight just a hint, I guess, this morning on a Monday, but more details to follow. So no, I'm good, man. Let's land this plane, and then I'll do the do you know.
Okay, we'll both do it because I told you I had something.
Oh yeah. You want, yours is probably better, so you go second.
Sounds good.
Do you know?
All right, I don't know if mine's better, but go ahead, D.
So, hey guys, this is for all the E2M, E2R fam out there that's been following us for a long time. You know that we travel around the country and we put on events around the country. We have two locations locked in for 2025, two primary big boys, and I'm not going to announce the locations yet publicly, but we do have those two locations down, and we have a really neat concept this year. I am excited. I'm amped. It'll tie in people from all over the world and to get into this concept, and I'm just really excited about it. But more details and more information to come. Dwayne, back to you.
All right. Okay. That is exciting, though. Yeah. I'm excited about the new year. Mm-hmm. So I have an announcement. I will not be competing in 2025. This is not pick your head up. It's not a downer.
Okay.
This is a family decision. And the purpose behind, I guess the bigger picture behind, is I'm going to use 2025 to continue to grow because I've seen a lot of gains in my off season. And so, I will not be competing. For those, mark their calendars. I appreciate you guys. But I will be I will continue to train. I will, you know, still under Eric's tutelage, just not a direct athlete of his this year, but I will continue to train, continue to get better. And you know, my goal this year, now new goal, you know, had to kind of revow, but I want to, because I think, and this is just me being real and transparent, I think I was relying on prep to get me back focus. And that's not a good why. There's a lot of strain that goes into prep. There's a lot of financial strain. And that's not a good enough why for me to do another show. And so instead of making prep the focus, I'm going to make my focus the focus, like make me really zone in on my own without, you know, necessarily a show to work on. So that's the goal. Still grinding, plan to still, you know, shred down in the next couple of months, but without a show. And then the new thing is, once I get there, is maintain, you know, what I like. So
yeah,
that's my announcement, man.
Hey man. Well, first and foremost, I really admire this decision, because a lot of people will do something without really having a true North Star, right? They won't have a really primary purpose. They'll just do it. A lot of times people do it to appease that guy or that woman or whatever, you know, and we're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for something else. And it's different for everybody, but I admire that decision, because your true North Star isn't that right now. And in different seasons of life, right? I mean, no shame in that. I admire that decision. And I know you're going to go Shred Nation. And I know in 2026, you know, it's ground and pound, and it's trophy time.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. You know, it really go. We talk about this. It goes to the why. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about your wife calling you out when you wasn't reading. You know, my wife called me out on my why. I was like, okay, why are we doing this? Like, let's talk about it. And so that conversation, you know, exposed that it wasn't strong enough, and then, you know, it wasn't for the right reason. So. Mm-hmm.
Hey man, you got to have the right people in your circle, man. That's a whole other podcast, and
that's right.
I admire that decision. I think it's a great decision. And you know, when the time's right, and you can find that North Star, boom, it's on.
It is on, man. Yeah. All right, y'all. Hey man, this has been a great episode. Make sure you tell your friends about us. Make sure you post about it. Make sure you share it. All the things, man. Till next time. Brad, don't say I'm sick of this, man, because your internet's been cutting up today. But we're gonna end it first, and then we'll get out of here, man. Y'all have a good one.